Welcome to Pert 18 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this Pert, we learn about the Scots king that became the first ruler over the hale British Isles. Hoose of the Stuart, hod and gone. Jemmy the Saxed, 1567 to 1625. Born on the 19th of June, 1566 in Edinburgh Castle, he was the son of Queen Mary and Henry Lord Darnley. A lean of the King James's, he has aye been kent by the couthy form of the name, Jemmy. After his mother had demitted, Jemmy was crowned on the 29th July 1567 at the Kirk of the Holyrood in Stirling. It was a dreich ceremony where John Knox preached and many lords bade a war. Jemmy's uncle, James Earl of Murray, ruled in the Bairn's name as governor. But yince Queen Mary escaped it in 1568, Scotland shed in twa pairties. The uphodders of the Bairn King cried the King's Pairty, a name that wanted Mary back in the throne, the Queen's Pairty, knew set about yin another. The Hamiltons, that heed at the Queen's Pairty, regarded the rule of the Kinrick as richtly belanging them. On the 23rd January 1570, while Murray was gone Ben Lithgay, yin of the Hamiltons kithed at a windy and shot him dead. James Douglas, Earl of Morton, knew he'd at the King's Pairty, but had to seek help for England to gie the Hamiltons and their friends a paking. Twa Southron armies in April and May 1570 brunt the borders, brunt the toon of Hamilton, and sign help at siege the castle of Dumbarton, where Archbishop John Hamilton was. Matthew Stuart, Earl of the Lennox, had come north with the Ingalls, and was appointed governor of the Kinrick in the July. The twa sides cried burly for a while's time, but in April 1571, when Dumbarton Castle was ta'en, Archbishop Hamilton was hung. The King's Pairty called a parliament in Edinburgh in May 1571, but had to duke for the guns lousing on them for the castle at Edinburgh, held by Sir William Kirkcaldy of Grange on behalf of Queen Mary. A month after, the Queen's Pairty held her own parliament. In August, when the King's Pairty forgathered for another parliament, this time in Stirling, they broached alang the five-year-old king wearing a split new crown. But on the night of the 4th of September, Grange kithed with soldiers, and in the Foleyan Stramash, Lennox was shot and killed. The day after, John Erskine, Earl of Mar, was made governor, but he lasted a year, indeed on the 28th October 1572. The King's Pairty now elected the Earl of Morton as governor on the 24th of November. A screed of governors had rung ding-dang in a kintra shed again itsel, but Morton now tried to win over a wheen lords. In February 1573, in a gathering at Perth, Kent as the Peacifying, the kin and friends of Hamilton and the Earl of Huntly agreed to own Morton and Jemmy the Saxed as lang as ony law plea again them was drap it, and their lands restored. But Edinburgh Castle held out on her Grange. Morton broached the Ingalls in yince mair and siege at the castle in May 1573. For 10 days, the guns dung the walls till it ran dirt, and Grange was ta'en, tried and hung. By the summer of 1573, the civil war was o'er. Morton kent his position was a slithery yin, and say had to lippen on Elizabeth of England. In 1574, the preacher Andrew Melville won hame. He threep it, the kirk should hae a say on state matters, but no the other way roon, that congregations alane should call ministers to sair, and there should be nae bishops. In 1578, the General Assembly of the Kirk took on this theology, cried Presbyterianism, but Morton kent fine that the Kirk and the King couldnae baith hae the say over civil matters. Morton had mair to fashion, though, for the Earls of Argyll and Atholl heed at a Pairty again him in 1578. Thir Pocky Cheels was our cute for Morton. In March, they called a convention of nobles to Stirling. The family of the Earl of Mar, that had the keeping of the king, broke the laddie alang, and he announced that Morton couldn't keep the peace and should demit office. On the 10th of March, Morton's demission was accepted. By the summer, Morton had joined the king's council again, but he hadn't the mocht. The 12-year-old king was weel laird and lang heeded, reared at Stirling under the thrawn Latin scholar George Buchanan, that wasna sweet to chastify the boy. Jemmy Yince murned that they got him right Latin afore he could speak Scots. His other tutor, Patrick Young, felt hurt sair for the wee soul, but the king was lanesome. It wasna muckle wonder that in September 1579, when the king's cousin Esme Stuart won at the court for France and showed a friendly face, Jemmy ettled after him. In 1580, Jemmy made him Earl of Lennox, and Duke in 1581. Lennox put his cell at the heed of the lords again Morton. In December 1580, one of Lennox's friends, James Stuart, accused Morton of Ert and Pert in the murder of the king's father, Dernley. Morton was lifted, and in June 1581 was heeded on the Maiden, a forerunner of the guillotine that drappit its blade on a bodied craig yince the peg was pulled awa'. James Stuart had been made Earl of Arran, and he and Lennox knew Ertit the king. They stood for a French alliance and fairer dealings with Catholics, but the Earls of Gowrie, Angus and Glencairn, that heeded the Presbyterian party at court, took a flag. When the Kirk tried to abolish bishops, Lennox wouldn't agree tilt, so the ministers preached again him. Fear for the ploys of Philip of Spainy, and who for the king was in the ocht of Lennox. William Riven, Earl of Gowrie, weeched the king of war while he was hunting by Perth in August 1582, and broke him to the House of Riven, New Kent as hunting tour, where the callant was held for the next 10 months. Gowrie and the Presbyterians deluged they could rule Scotland through the prisoner king, and got Lennox flee at the back end. But in June 1583, Jemmy, now 17, escaped it and reposed James Earl of Arran. In April 1584, when a wheen nobles ettled at the Cowpen of Arran, the king gathered an army and chased them. Gowrie was put to death. Arran held a parliament that put through acts setting kingly authority over the Kirk. The Kirkmen cried their statutes, the Black Acts. At the hinder end, Arran was cowpit in December 1585 with uphod for Elizabeth of England. She had often put her neb into Scotland's affairs, but knew King Jemmy would gar her pie for the recht. On the 5th of July 1586, he agreed a league whereby Elizabeth would pay him £4,000 a year, no to mak alliances again England. Baith would fend the other again ony invader, while Elizabeth witnessed stone in the way of ony recht Jemmy micht hae to the crown of England. In the years following, the matter of Orkney and Shetland broke mair trokin with Denmark and Norowa. In 1589, Jemmy agreed a marriage treaty and was thrice to own Anne, the daughter of Frederick II and Sophia Maitlandburg. Anne had been born on the 12th of December 1574 at Scandiborg Castle in Jutland. But at her war gone, her ships was driven by storms into Upslow in Norowa. Jemmy himself knew sail over to Norowa, and the twosome was married out the muckle haw of the old bishop's palace at Upslow on the 23rd November 1589. When in hame in 1590, there were an affy steer about witches in North Berwick. The king was telt the witches had gathered with a deal his sell, an unbeast with burning een, claws, and a rauch how voice, that telt them to cast cantrips for the death of the king through drooning him in his way hame. Screeds of folk was ta'en and tortured, a puckle brunt or hung, but the maist by ordinar wittens go out the torture was that the king's ain cousin, Francis, Earl of Bothwell, Oakstert with the deal. This was a glag ploy of the king's. Bothwell was a zealous Protestant, whiles yeas by the Kirkmen again the king, but he was clearly gait. Be pitting his name for it as the deal's servitor, the king hoped folk would scunner at Bothwell. In fact, the king played Calvinist and Catholic again yin another. The head of the Catholic party was George Gordon Earl of Huntly. In 1589, King Jemmy had merged on Aberdeen over the head of Huntly's dealings with Spainy, but the twa had lang been friends, and the king was saft on him. When Bothwell had the rare cheek in him to raid the king's house at Holyrood in December 1591, the king sent Huntly for it with commission to hunt Bothwell and his pert-tackers. In February 1592, Huntly found Bothwell's friend, the Earl of Murray, at the house of Donnybristle in Fife, set the house alow, and when Murray fled on the shore, Huntly's men clocht and haggit the Earl to death. This steered up the Kirk party ever mair, and Bothwell dared to mak twa mair raids on the king in 1592 and 1594. In the hinner year, Huntly, along with Earl of Errol, had mair dealings with Spainy, so in the hairst, King Jemmy led another army north. Though Huntly defeat the early Argyll at Glenlivet, he wadna fecht the king and fled. By 1596, the Kirk had gained hour four when ministers preached a Catholic plot and Gart folk riot in Embra. The king's council made it unlawful to speak ill of the king or his men. Huntly and Errol come home to Scotland and convert it to Calvinism, at least in name. As to Bothwell, he was banished and signed deed outland.